Hello again. It is time to announce the next and 17th book that we're going to be covering in Bedtime in the Public Domain. This time around, we are going for something comedic. I'm trying to keep it light. I know we earlier talked about doing all Oz all the time this year, but the next Oz story is actually Christmas-themed. So that's not going to come until December. So I tried to find things in between. Wanted to go for comedy. I'd heard wonderful things about the Jeeves and Wooster stories. So that's what we're diving into. So the next book will be The Man with Two Left Feet and Other Stories. It is a collection of 12 short stories, although one of them is in two parts. It's written by P.G. Wodehouse. And one of the stories, Extricating Gussie, the second story in the set, is the first appearance of Jeeves and Wooster. Although, by reputation, this isn't quite the fully formed Jeeves and Wooster that we will see later. Anyway, I have pre-read them. I am in the process of recording them. I do find them enjoyable and entertaining, but I do feel like I should mention one change that I have made. I usually try to read things completely unedited, but there is a moment in the first part of The Mixer where a racial slur was used that I am not comfortable using again, especially since the point is that it's just an insulting name for a dog. But this is a dog that has also been described repeatedly as being fairly ugly. So I have replaced the racial slur. I did some searching and found a 19th century insult that just means to have a very ugly face. So that is what I have used instead for the one instance when the dog is actually called by name. Other than that, I intend to bring you these stories unedited, and that will be the book that we get to go through this April, and we will be back to children's literature starting in May. So, join us again next Monday and enjoy The Man with Two Left Feet and Other Stories.